Press stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
CNN thanks you for making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Go F yourself, douchebags. See you in Toledo, you stupid whore. Pickle the Duke, useless prick. F you, white trash. Go, Bob, on my knob. Yes, munch. Kiss my left ball, Timwit.
Oh, for you.
That's right.
Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No.
Yeah.
Tell you, even though rabbit.
Oh yeah.
Even though it's the 1st of August.
Yes.
It's Halloween time.
That's no Halloween mask.
Come on, boy.
Get them out of here.
Everybody gets some Swiss chocolates today.
Oh God.
A very neutral candy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy: himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Now let's all say hello to Straw.
Straw.
I don't know if you noticed, but all those guys had walking sticks.
Yes, they did.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Straw, and all the ships at sea. Hey, they may have to do a radio show, but they love to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo and the voice, Mike O'Mara.
Thanks, Rob. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody, Don and Mike show. New episode on this Thursday. August 1st.
Right.
Phone number from anywhere, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK, 202-432-1067. Philly. The love of Philly. 94 WISB. Here's your number, 215-263-ROCK.
Rock.
And New Jersey, 609-590-9494. Of course, today he sodomized me.
Yeah,
it was brutal today. I don't know if it's because our last day in Philadelphia, but he was more violent than I've ever seen him before.
Yeah, the heat index in my rectum today got to over 135.
Well, there's a reason for that. It was a poker today.
I mean, you could make Toll House cookies in there. It was so hot.
He played the blacksmith trip on you today.
With his magma.
Magma.
His magma.
There we go, Paz.
His smegma.
Oh.
Smegma. Magma.
We are surrounded by
by red hot magma.
Magma. Anyway, he sodomizes me every day, just so I will say hello to him on the show. There he is, Ego Hog, Buzz Gridley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And
Buzz Slick.
Here we are for the, we'll get to that in a second, for the third day of this three-day trip to WYSP.
Eat your head, Don.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Go tell Alice.
Yeah.
Alice. You go tell Alice.
Oh, man.
She gives a crap. We went karaokeing last night.
Yes, we did.
And we have the tapes to prove it.
Oh, I mean, no. we took over the place. Yeah. We had it, and we absolutely destroyed them.
We went to this place, Joe's. Which is...
John's,
excuse me.
Joe's the manager.
Joe's the manager. The name of the place is John's.
Right. J-O-N.
It is the birthplace of Larry Fine from Abo, the Three Stooges.
You know, we never got... we never bought T-shirts there, and I wanted
we
to get souvenirs. I would have, because they were really cool.
Yeah. We'll go back.
And, you know, anything with the Stooge on it, especially when you're in his birthplace.
Yeah. And John, the manager, or Joe, the manager of John's, couldn't have been nicer.
That is a little confusing.
Yes, it is.
Joe, the manager of John. John, Joe. Joe, John.
That's right. A lot of our listeners showed up to root us on and at the same time to heckle us. That's fine. We're used to that.
Mm-hmm.
We had no problems with anyone except the beast who was in charge of the karaoke experience.
She did not really want to have a lot to do with us. She was definitely into her own thing.
The karaoke monster. Carney Wilson.
She was not in our camp, not 1 minute.
No. Here's the thing. We arrive at this joint, and I am really on cloud nine because we've had a great dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of drinks. We go by this shop, and I get myself a Donovan McNabb jersey, and, and then I get a Mike Springs for a Warren Moon jersey for
me. Got you a little present last night.
You know, I love the NFL stuff, and feeling so good walking into this club. The guy John. Yeah, I got that right?
Joe is the manager of John's.
Joe greets us and he says, "Hey, so glad to have you here.
We could not have been nicer. First of all, it's a great joint. It's got like multi levels and it's fantastic.
We got a table right up front. He may meet your nice, got a nice obedient Chinese girl to be our waitress.
I don't know if she was Chinese.
China doll.
She was wonderful, Stephanie. Yes.
All right, Stephanie. Hey.
She did not speak like that.
Oh, you want to learn a hard rubber?
Lady
name?
Stephanie was very could not have been a nice. Waitress.
Oh, you want me to bring you things out here?
She was fantastic.
You're right. You hard lemonade, don't you? I get you another one right now.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, stop it.
She was very nice. This bitch on wheels, though, who runs the karaoke. Now, when I said Carney Wilson, I mean Carney Wilson after her stomach stapling.
Yes. Not nearly as big as the Carney Wilson.
And this broad, what she would do is, before the amateur hour karaoke started, before the competition, she would sing herself.
Right.
And she would sing while smoking a cigarette and while having a drink.
Right.
And while looking like she was bored out of her friggin' mind, and she was doing all of us, the assembled, dirty, regular people, she was doing us, the great unwashed, the thrill of listening to her sing.
Well, she had her back to us most of the night. I mean, it was a question of ignoring, and that's what we had a problem with at the very beginning, and, it was not meant to be with her, and I knew that early on, and it was tough to hear everybody that was singing karaoke.
You're going
to
hear that in some of these karaokes. For instance, in my duet with Lisa...
Yeah, one of the first songs we did.
You can't hear Lisa.
Right.
Uh-huh. I mean, you can barely hear her... like a minute into the song.
Yeah, because the microphone wasn't turned on.
It wasn't the best mix.
it was not, Buzz. Because somebody was there? I don't know. Hello, Donna Mike.
Deny.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I'm not your baby daddy.
Hola.
Who that is?
Are these blowers activated?
Are we having issues with the phone again?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
There we go. Down there. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know about your Las Vegas-style show in Atlantic City.
That will be 2 weeks from tomorrow.
August 16th.
Casino Hotel
to be named.
We still working on the buses, too?
Yep, we're going to have buses from D.C. and Baltimore.
Excellent. Cool.
And everybody from Philly can just drive themselves to Atlantic City.
Sure. Wonderful.
But yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow on August 16th.
Very good.
Okay, and also, your theme song. What movie is that from? Is that from Gone 60 Seconds?
Yes, it is.
You have like a power failure or something like that for a second?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I heard it. Gone in 60 Seconds.
Hmm. Yes,
Stop the Rock.
Exactly what it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Strange. Are you... Buzz, are you aware of something weird going on here or what?
Not aware of a thing.
Don and Mike Show.
Why'd you say strange?
Because it is strange.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Just clicking, no talking.
Hello?
Oh, Frieda.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, hi.
Frieda, yeah.
This guy always calls when we're out of town. How is she today?
Oh, great. Put it on. Oh, yeah.
This is a guy that's with your wife as we speak.
Cher. Oh, Frieda.
Oh. Did he say Cher?
Sharon? Yeah.
Who's that? You don't mean Rob's mom, do you?
God, I hope not.
Osborne?
God.
Stone?
That's tongue vicious. Telling you, that's something terrible.
Ariel?
Whatever.
That was a call from the bedroom.
Sexy talk.
Okay, hold on. Here's someone who was there. Line three. Hello, were you there?
I was there.
Oh, my God.
Is this Greg?
No, it's Pat.
Okay.
Hi, Pat.
Yo, it was horrendous.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You guys were all right. I actually couldn't even sit in there that long. That lady in the orange dress scared the crap out of me.
There's a lady.
She's from Alabama.
Yeah, we called her.
There's a lady who had elephantitis. And I think Lisa said that she had Fangles. Meaning that her thigh and her ankle both kind of ran together. Yeah.
She was lovely. She was a vision of loveliness.
Picture, if you would, a 6-inch dowel rod.
Right.
There is,
with shoes on it.
There is a very unattractive woman with these big Popeye arms, her legs, and she insisted on doing... maybe 4 or 5 songs.
Country rock songs.
First was Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were there as a goof. Now,
yeah, we were.
Mike sang well. Buzz was pretty good.
Don, thank you.
the voice.
Rob's.
Thank you, Don.
Rob's was highly entertaining.
Yes, it was.
Thank
you very much.
I suck. And Lisa's was kind of funny.
Right.
Although Spike... really?
Yeah.
Was the funniest because Spike sang seriously to the Backstreet Boys.
That was hysterical. And then later on, he sang to Bon Jovi.
Yeah. And Spike had a big discussion with me before we started doing karaoke about why Backstreet Boys... if you're a Backstreet Boy fan, it's okay because they're for adults.
Uh-huh. Sure, grown-ups.
But NSYNC... there for kids.
One of the things that you'll notice as the evening progresses, we're much stronger at the beginning than we are at the... well, some of us in particular.
You're going
to
hear that with Mike.
It's a comparison thing, but I think... as the evening progressed, it became more and more festive.
Look at it as a journey.
Right. It was a journey. An odyssey, Rob.
Well, it was nice seeing you out there last night, my friend.
Take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's get going with this. Or, you know, we could open the box from Ken.
Well, I suppose there's a gift in it. It's a large gift for us in here.
Yeah.
It's in the box.
What is it exactly? Is it 2 boxes?
No. One box.
It's a large box.
One box. As you know, Ken is the...
is there a card?
Yeah. Ken is the general manager. And I told Mike it's a box that's too big to be a breach of contract suit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And it has a balloon attached. It
says, congratulations on the balloon, but now why don't you open the card and share with us Ken's... thoughts. Is it definitely from Ken?
Yep, that's what the girl said.
All right.
It says, congrats on the front. Hooray for you. Congrats on the huge spring book. Thank you, Ken and the staff of 94 WYSP, which tells me this is really from WYSP, not from Ken.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's go.
Open this baby.
Is there the number 260 on that balloon?
What we got?
Big 2x2x2 box.
Now there is
another balloon came out.
Box inside the box.
All right, this is an interesting little mystery gift here.
And
now you open another box.
And there's...
Is there a box inside the other box?
No, there's money.
Cash.
Cash?
It's a box full of $1 bills. Terrific. A box full of...
It's amazing.
A box full of $1 bills and lots of... Lots of rolls of nickels.
There's our cash bonus.
I don't know. I mean...
That is funny.
When you hold it up like this, it looks like a lot, but they're all just $1 bills.
Yeah, but there are a ton of them.
There's got to be, oh gosh, maybe 100 of them here.
No, there's more than that.
You think so?
Yeah, well, this is about, a stack that big is about 50.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well...
I know my money.
Everybody you do, Rob.
Everybody want to come over and grab a handful? Okay. Let me see. Grab a handful of money? Yeah. Come on in. Come on in. Grab a handful. If there's any left. When I'm done grabbing my handful.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, come on. I'm the leader. There you go.
No.
Mike? Crab away. Now, Mike, this is like one of those dumb radio promotions where you put all the people in the bank vault.
What is all this?
There you go.
Oh, $10. Quarters.
There you go, Buzz. Get a handful, Buzz.
Thank you.
Robbie, get a nice handful of money.
Yeah. Quarters. We can play poker on the train.
Quarters and nickels. Okay. All right, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the money. It's nice.
All right.
You know, normally we give our bonuses away, but there's such little of it here that
no
I think we'll
that.
Keep it ourselves.
What a bizarre...
Now, Mike, hold on a second.
Presentation.
Hold on a second.
But he doesn't have anybody to go home and call. It's okay.
Oh, you are cold. You are one cold biatch.
I love you.
Okay, hold on. There you go. All right, I think I got enough for me.
Okay.
There you go.
Rob, we'll split the rest.
Yeah, be good. Mike, right. Hey, Mike, do you want any quarters or nickels?
No, I'm all right.
How about dimes?
No, thank
love
you.
Love the change.
You sure?
Love
I hate
money.
Change.
All right, well, then, here you go.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Oh, gee.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, WYSP.
Thank you, WYSP.
Thank you, WYSP.
Thank you, WYSP.
Thank you in everything.
Technically, it is a box full of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's cute and funny, and we appreciate them doing this.
Thank you.
Did they sign
lots of fun.
Yeah, no, it was not even signed. It just said Ken and the staff of 94 WYSP. So...
Many dollars.
We thank them for that.
Now, of course, we'll be counting it throughout the day.
Yeah.
To make sure we will have a total for all of you.
Oh, you bet your ass we will.
We will let you know exactly. Somebody, I wonder how they got all these dollar bills.
Mike and I were like two animals going for the last piece of meat.
This is true. Diving right in.
They print them here.
We're going to need some paper clips. Best way to do this is stacks of 25 and paper clip them.
Get an intern on it.
I don't trust an intern, Mike.
I'll take care of it.
I'd rather just pack
I don't
mine.
Trust Rob.
Why
not
would
with
you
cash.
Trust me? When
not
have
with
I
cash.
Ever given you a short shake
not
of money?
Not with cash.
I would just pack mine in my bag.
Right.
And
my satchel.
Let Frida sort it out later.
Well, I'll take it home and let... I'll sort it out later.
It's not like I have a summer house built on stuff I've skimmed from Mike O'Mara over the years.
Yeah, I know
right.
You do.
It's not like I still know your ATM pass card from when I was an intern.
You've never changed it?
No, I bet he could write it down.
Is it right?
Yeah, it probably is. Write it down. I bet it is. Let's see if it is the same one. I'm going to laugh out loud if it is. It is. All right, rip that up.
I will.
You won't change
destroy
it,
destroy that. No, I won't.
You won't change it.
Hey, I did really well with my handfuls. Good job.
So did I. I got a few dollars, I think.
Dollars.
Phone Jeopardy. Dollars.
Do you notice now we have all completely lost our concentration for the show?
When does the show start?
What?
All right, hold on.
Everyone's sorting and stacking.
All right.
Counting.
Right. Oh, hey, I found a 10. Not really.
Oh, you liar.
Liar.
Wait, son.
Wait. Liar.
Way to start
liar.
A fight.
You are a liar, pen. Jack Cassidy.
All right.
Here's a $1 million bill.
Wow. There you go, Buzz. That one's just for you.
Okay.
It says $1 million.
Okay. I'm happy. That's all it takes to make me happy.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, boy.
Money,
I'm sweating.
Money.
He's wiping his brow with a dollar bill.
Got it out of here.
Anybody have a light?
Not happy with that one?
You know what?
This one seems to be damaged.
This one doesn't look quite right to me.
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. That's a felony.
Don't come over here.
Oh, my.
Hateful.
What is,
la la.
What is it? It's caused an enormous amount of hardship in my life. What is it but pain? What is it but green printed pain?
But you're going to hold on to your green printed pain.
Right now it's a big smile in front of you.
As much as I can.
You got it.
As I like to do at this point in every show, I'd like to quote the scripture. The love of money is the root of all evil.
That's right.
Well, thank you to 94
yes.
WYSP.
Many thanks.
Very nice. And thank you for the box full of money. Now,
good luck on everything they do.
If we could get to the karaoke, because this is going to take us a while to hear everybody performing. And I want to thank Spike, who brought the MP3 player last night.
And stayed out with me till the wee hours and then came in early to put all this stuff on for us.
And we're going
to
start by playing you a bit of the karaoke lady, the bitch on wheels, who rather than just starting the karaoke presentation, came out and decided to sing the Madonna song, Like a Prayer.
Yes.
As she was smoking and walking around and treating everyone with great indifference.
Yes, she was.
When you call my name, like a down on my knee, I want to take you back in the middle.
Hey, one of these professional karaokeers.
Like a prayer, you know I'll
take you back. That's the lady, right?
Yeah.
Kind of the warm-up as she's showing everybody how the thing works.
Cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
Hey!
Rob got a $5 bill.
Wow. Way to go, Rob.
Yeah.
You know, I realize... Hold on.
What?
No one's even listening to this lady. You guys are all still counting your money.
She's great.
I'm not counting it. Rob is. You're counting, aren't you?
No, I got to put it all facing the same way before I can count it.
I'm facing and counting at the same time.
Oh, well, lucky you.
I was stacking mine.
Can't you just count the money during a break?
Do we have any more paper clips?
We need rubber bands, too.
Can you just count the money during a break?
You're right. We really should. We're doing a show.
Yeah, come on now. Okay. I mean, the reason there's this pile of money is because of this show.
Right.
That's right.
Lisa? Stop it.
Don't focus on your money, everybody.
Come on, stop.
Mike, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get it out of my way. And I'm trying to wrap it in a rubber band.
So much of it can move.
Mike needs a new wallet that's like 6 inches thick.
I think I did really well.
Congratulations.
They deserve it.
Me too.
That's right. You too.
Hey, look at that stack.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty nice.
Let me see your stack.
Let me get the rubber band around it, and then I'll show you my stack.
Your stack of dollar bills.
A stack of singles.
Kind
of
like junior high kids. There's maybe like $110 here.
I don't know what time our train leaves, but there's an outside shot. I'm going back to cheerleaders.
Lots of ones for the bikinis.
You dropped some, Mike.
I did? He doesn't care. Okay.
How big is your stack? You and I did about the same.
Tied.
About the same.
Tie goes to the runner.
How big is your stack, Rob?
This is half Lisa's, though.
Oh, well, you can steal some from her.
Yeah, of course. You know I will.
And,
yes.
You know me,
I'm conservative, but I'm happy with this.
There you go.
So that's good.
You know where all this money is going. Carrie, if you're listening, stop. Just for a moment.
Hello, Atlantic City.
Who got all the change?
What is the type of activity outside, you know, the obvious strip joint reference, but what is the type of activity that you could most do with lots of single dollar bills that would be fun?
I know.
Do you have an idea?
Yeah.
I mean,
buy chicken tenders at the movie theater.
Rob.
All right. An arcade.
Maybe go to an arcade?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Put your kid through the first year at Clemson?
That'll do a lot of... Okay. That'll
pay for a book.
Buy hat.
College fund.
Sticks.
Jerseys. Yeah. Listen, and last night...
Don't they have machines at banks that count this?
Yeah, they do.
Last night we made another trip to the hat store.
Yes.
And hats and the belfry.
We made Buzz buy a hat. We made Buzz buy...
Mike bought it for me. Thank you, Mike.
The hat...
You're welcome, Buzz.
It is a hat that's like... What's that famous painting? You know, the guy who's just standing there, it's a painting that was used in the Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's
like a Homburg hat and a guy with like an apple or something like that.
Yeah, right. That's the
an apple on a pedestal or
that
something.
That is the type of hat we bought for Buzz.
Damn handsome.
And
But you weren't wearing it right last night. You weren't wearing
That's because he didn't. He couldn't stand the idea that people couldn't see the front of his hair. It was killing him.
I kept trying to push my hair back, but it's springy and it kept springing out. Right.
There's the line we got last night. I mean, if you want to keep your hair under your hat, you would have kept your hair under your hat.
Try.
But that wasn't the greatest purchase. The greatest purchase was the stick, the pimp stick that was bought for Rob Spiewak to go along with his straw hat that I had bought him the night before.
Yeah, I bought him this walking stick, which is just, and so now Rob, it's hanging in the corner, has the old-time 1920s straw hat with the walking stick, which he used as a prop all night long, including his last song of the evening when he sang with the stick.
Yeah, like Bobby Darin.
And there was nothing like seeing Rob with the straw hat and the stick singing up a lazy river.
Hello, Liz, Don Mike Show. Liz, are you there?
Hey, hi.
Hi. Hey. Are you on the air? Hi.
I wanted to know if I could come over and meet you guys.
Come on.
I'm right around.
You in Philly?
Yeah, I got a crush on you, Don.
Oh, really? Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, Steven Seagal. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I really don't. I have red hair. I mean...
Well, come on up.
Cute, yeah, but I mean, I just started listening to you guys when you got into Philly the first day, and I was totally hooked. And you guys really get through my day. You make me laugh.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet of you to say that.
Will you take your top off?
Well, I take my
wands. Yeah, well, you listen to the show. You know that's what we ask women to do.
We have wants. We have needs.
Would it make a difference? I mean,
Big one.
We're single. We have $1 bills.
Yeah, we have dollar bills, too. You might leave with a couple of those.
Well, they are, they're worth looking at.
Turn your trip to the Don and Mike Show into a lovely venti mocha.
Yeah, come on up. Come on up,
here. Come over?
Sure, come on over.
Yeah. So I go to lunch at 1 o'clock. Is that all right?
Sure, yeah. Come on over. Come
Bring
over.
Some girlfriends.
Oh, my God, this is so awesome.
All right, we'll see you then.
All right, honey.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye
now.
She is coming over to see you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. I forgot to tell you what one of the guys said to me last night. Because when we were in this karaoke place, there were a lot of people who listened to the show that were there. And I had on this Eagles jersey. And one of the guys, what's going on?
Nothing.
No, what's going on?
Nothing.
No, it's
telling.
What's going on? Well, what's Lisa tell?
He was
going
to flick a rubber band at me.
Not safe.
Children. You know, it's Ken's fault and WISP's fault, Don, because they brought in the big box of money, and it's completely thrown us all off our concentration.
I'm fine. I'm able to concentrate.
I'm fine.
Not so hard.
All right, I'm done.
So
I'm sorry. God damn it, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble focusing today.
Shocked.
Shocker.
Like a little prayer, I will take you there. So the guy says to me, this guy, a real nice guy, I think he may be one of the guys that actually bought us drinks. We bought drinks for a lot of our listeners.
If I'm not mistaken, the guy's name is either Greg or Craig.
So he says to me, I'm walking by and he says, hey, nice Eagles jersey. I said, yeah, I just got it down the street. And he says, so I hear that you're going to be doing some stuff for the Eagles on the pregame show.
I think it was in the newspaper.
And I said, I don't think it was.
Some guy said something today that was something today in the newspaper.
Anyway, I said, yeah, I am. And he said, you know, if you shaved your beard part of your goatee, you would look just like Andy Reid. And I said,
what a compliment.
So you want to step outside?
I said, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you for that wonderful, lovely compliment. Yeah. Well, this is the same guy that said, tell Rob he looks, it's on the tape, but I'm walking by. He said, hey, I'm a big fan of the show. I love you guys. His guys are great. And he said, tell Rob he looks like a dick in that hat.
He told me if I took off my shirt and stood backwards, I looked like the Liberty Bell. So,
and then I was today supplied with a picture of Philadelphia Eagles head coach Andy Reid.
There is no resemblance.
Not a bit.
None whatsoever.
Not at all. I mean, but physically.
Yes, physically, we are both Andy Reid lookalikes.
Correct. Jesus Christ.
All the way.
Jesus H. Christ.
Andy Reid.
Andrew. Thank you, my friend. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
The singing.
We're going to play a karaoke song for you now. That's a highlight.
Very good.
This one is really a highlight.
Like
okay.
This.
The first song by a member of our crew was Buzz.
First member of the audience to sing, actually.
Because the karaoke Nazi, all you had to do was you had to write down your name.
Yeah, and you had to give her a big stack of these tiny little pieces of paper so she could
garbage
sort them
paper.
Out. Yeah, so she could actually, you know, totally disorganize them.
And we thought it was going to be a first-come, first-served deal. We were first ones there, and we had all of our requests in.
Right.
But actually, we were made to wait like common folk.
Yes.
As she just picked them at random.
Out of the crowd.
Out of her anus.
I mean, it's incredible. She treated us like we weren't major stars.
The first person picked by luck of the draw was Buzz.
Hi. Hey, Buzz.
And the song chosen was White Rabbit.
Jefferson and we think Airplane. You're going to really like it.
It's good.
I'm
it is.
So embarrassed.
It's no Buzz. It's really good.
Okay.
Everybody. So
he feels it.
I haven't heard it yet.
Here is Buzz Burbank. Last night at John's in Philadelphia.
Managed by Joe.
3rd and South Street.
Philadelphia, PA.
Birthplace
of Larry Fine.
And now, the song stylings of the man with the funny hat, Buzz Burbank.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice. And if you go chasing rabbits, you know you're gonna fall. Tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call, Alice.
It's the perfect song for him to sing.
Yeah, it is.
When she was just small. Tell you where to go, and you just had some kind of mushrooms, and your mind is moving low. Go ask Alice.
He's got pitch.
Yeah,
I think she'll know.
Sometimes,
maybe.
When logic and proportion have fallen, so I'll be dead. And the white knight is talking backwards.
Kill me.
And the red queen's off with her head. Remember what the Dormouse said.
Buzz.
Keep your head.
Big round of applause after that.
Yeah, no, he got a giant round of applause.
Keep your head. Feed your head.
Wow.
Hey. Oh, listen to that throng.
You go, guys. That's buzzy for you.
Big crowd going nuts.
Thank you, Pig.
Oh. You know what, though? There was a big applause, but you can't hear it because
right. The
mics weren't picking up anything.
So then the next one is... Don Buddy.
Yeah,
as we wrote down. Now,
she kept thinking it was Don and a buddy.
Right, because Rob wrote my slips of paper down. They were Don Buddy.
So it's Don. Rob has to inject comedy into every aspect of everything.
Don Buddy and Lisa.
Right.
Don't go breaking my heart. We're going to let this roll for a little while.
Right.
So you can finally hear Lisa.
Yeah, and because Lisa's mic wasn't turned on at the very beginning, but they turn it on halfway through the song.
And I'm awful.
This is Don Geronimo in a lovely duet with the lovely Lisa Herndon.
Don't go breaking my heart.
God. You can't hear her.
Yeah, she's not turned on. Well, she was turned on.
Yeah, pitch on, baby.
Restless.
Hey, she is barely in the background.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Lisa can sing.
She can.
Oh, Lisa, when you knock on my door.
Here's my favorite part.
Oh, God.
Nobody knows this.
Oh, God.
When I was down, I was okay.
Nobody knows this. Hey, you don't get didn't hear Lisa.
Is she on it at all? This lady does not know how to run her machine.
All right, that's enough of that. You're going to get plenty of me and plenty of Lisa later.
And the good news, or the bad news, I guess, is the sound quality is much better today here on the radio than it was in the club last night.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, next up is our man Spike.
Great guy.
Our Philadelphia producer. Now,
I like Spike's notes on this.
You really should read
Not
this
funny at all.
Right, now, for instance...
Spike is actually quite good. Not funny.
Not good for the show. Not really necessary to play. It's just going to make Spike look good and bore the listeners. He's obviously a good singer. No one wants to hear that. Well, no, I think... I think we do. Spike, he's the guy with the pink lunchbox.
All the loneliness has always been a friend of mine.
Yeah, now.
Even my life in your hands. People say I'm crazy and that I am blind. Risking it all in a plan. It's how you got.
You know, he's much worse today than I thought he was last night.
Yes.
Last night I told him he got done, I said, you're
well,
pretty good.
We were just amazed that Spike got up and opened his mouth and started singing. That's a yes, you know. Listening to Spike.
I can call from someone who wants to state the obvious. Ralph. Now, why do I always have to get these calls? Ralph. Ralph?
Yes, guys, how you doing?
Okay.
I just want to ask that one question for you.
Yeah.
Did you get your singing lessons from Helen Keller?
Yeah. I'm an awful singer. I know it.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You ought to be ashamed for playing that on the radio. I let you know that.
It's Clarence Obvious calling.
Wait until you hear my solo.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let me hear that part again. Hold on.
Sounds better backwards.
God love.
Oops, hold on. Which one is that?
Here comes the breakdown.
All right. That's a karaoke arrangement, too.
All right, that's Spike, everybody.
Way to go, Spike.
Now, you're going to hear a real highlight.
This is one of the highlights of the evening, and this is the man with the least soul. Of all of us.
Now you got a picture, Rob.
But he's got great rhythm and he's got perfect pitch.
With his straw hat.
And great showmanship.
Right. And his pimp cane. Here is Rob A. doing, you can't touch this.
Oh,
don't lift.
Before we start, I have to ask a question. The guys over there say I look like a dick in this hat. Do I look like a dick? Mission accomplished.
Rob. Belligerent Rob.
What are we singing?
Angry Rob.
What are we singing?
Drunk Rob. Here we go. You're gonna like this.
You know, here's what's
Can't
sad about this.
This.
The dancing.
Yeah.
Can't touch this.
Rob was dancing.
Which made it.
You can't
watch
touch
that
this.
For 7 hours.
My music hits me so hard, makes me sing. Oh my Lord,
what's
thank
that?
You for blessing me whenever I do run in the height that me feels good. When you know you're down, super dope homeboy from the old town unknown. As such, this is the beat that you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we're living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Hey, let me bust the funky lyrics. Fresh new kick. Ed Banz, you got it like that, and you know you want to dance. Go woo! Out of your feet and get a black girl and catch the speed while rolling. Hold on. Pull a little bit.
You guys, you just have to like.
Like that. Pull them bitch, let them fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is the beat that I can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this.
Now he hasn't started dancing yet.
Why are you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School's in, sucker. Give me a sucker. Song of rhythm. Make them regret that one I'm giving them now. They know. They talk about that.
You might hear the laughing when he starts to break down when he does his dance.
So fast, I'm a right for a take. Two word, what's it gonna take? And I managed to run up the chart. Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Now he's dancing now.
Not yet. Break it down.
Here we go.
Here he goes.
Stop! Hammer time! Go with the foot! You can't do it. That's the way. Hands to the hand. Must be a rule. Run your fingers through the hair. The winner. Dance to the next. You're going to get thinner. Now move. Slide your rump. Just one minute. Let's all do the bump. Bump, bump, bump. Yeah. Can't touch this.
Yeah. Boy.
You can't touch this. You can't. Oh, you better get, because you know you can't touch this. I'm sorry. I lost my place. Ring the bell. Hold it, take
it. He's just dancing right now.
We are dying. We are freaking dying.
You have the choreography, Dan.
Great rhythm, great show.
Stop! Hammer time! How are you all doing? You feel good? This is the bridge. This is the bridge of a rap record. Right. Almost time. 4 seconds. Touch this! I know this sucker. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Oh God! Uh-oh.
Break it down.
He's the dance. Good Dan.
If we ever do this again, you have to do this song.
I will.
Dan, hello, Dan. You're on the air. Danny boy. Hi.
Every time.
What can we do for you?
I think you guys are trying to get over on the listeners. That was Buzz. That was Captain Kirk T.J. Hooker album, wasn't it?
Buzz was shot in her ass.
Yes.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. What about Mike? Hello, Mike. You're on the air. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, my God. I love it. Kiss it, man. Kiss it or diss it. I'm going to kiss it.
What's he talking about?
He wants the album.
I kiss a diss. I kiss it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to put it on. We're going to put it on CD.
We're
going
to sell it.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Be a million seller.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Can't touch this. Too hype. Can't touch this. Yeah, let me out of here. Can't touch this.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
This is living proof why the white man should not rap.
Amen.
As far as stand-up comedy, he has my vote, 100%. But as far as rap, I never laughed so hard in my entire life.
Exactly. And you had to see him dance.
If you saw the dancing, we were completely surprised, and he had the moves. It was fantastic.
With the straw hat and the pimp cane.
Oh,
I'm just looking for the parachute pants and the white man shuffle.
Absolutely. We'll get Robin that outfit.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Now we got a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, here's what's next.
Yeah.
You're actually going to like this. Mike is actually quite good.
Yes, he is. No, you are. Because now you're singing.
When you sing The Lady is a Tramp,
you don't hear yourself sing, so I don't know.
Quite good.
It'll be a good comparison to your second number.
Yes, it will. The second number, when you had all left.
The guy who plays Ben Franklin.
Oh, my God.
The guy who walks around Philadelphia dressed like Ben Franklin
right.
did the worst edition of Are You Lonesome Tonight that we have ever heard.
It was amazing. We were wondering what was going to happen. We all screamed Ben because he is obviously the guy that runs around Philly dressed as Ben.
So bad it's good.
Then you'll hear Lisa sing Last Train to Clarksville. You'll hear me sing Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
And they screwed you up at the beginning of that because they put on the wrong Can't Get Enough of Your Love, and you had to change it. And you were that's when you captivated the crowd, where you stood your ground. No, not the right one.
And then it says here, I Ruin All Cried Out.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, when I started singing with one of the waitresses because I wouldn't give the microphone.
Yeah, that's right. But we all loved that.
Yeah.
That was special because it was, what, the 18th time the waitress had gotten up to sing?
Yeah. You know, it's supposed to be a deal for schmucks like us off the street to come in.
Exactly, yes.
And there was these waitresses that kept monopolizing every other time one of the waitresses would sing.
It was a karaoke clique. That's what it was.
It was Natalie. Natalie, the waitress.
And I said something.
She was good. She could sing.
Yeah. I said something awful to her. At one point, she said, can I rub your bald spot for good luck?
Oh, not nice. Oh.
And I said, can I put my finger up your...
Hey! Wow.
20-0 for good luck. And she said, I'm just kidding. And I said, I'm not.
Of course.
I didn't know that there was that little exchange.
Yeah, I was sitting right next to her, and she said, oh, can I rub your bald spot for good luck? Can I
put... Good night, Irene.
20-0.
20-0.
That is not the word I use.
20-0!
Be the 100th caller right now. Today we're playing for $10,000, right?
Yeah.
$10,000.
Very exciting.
Celebrity Burp number 5.
You guys might have to have a consult.
877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 215-263-ROCK. Be the 100th caller, you animals. Good luck. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Men lie, we lie, we live lies. For instance, every man in this room is hiding some porno in his house. Every man in here got a pornography stash in the crib. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by. And when we hide porno, we go all out. It ain't behind the refrigerator, under the bed. No, we become Batman when it's time to hide some porno. That's right. You hit the light switch, the whole bookshelf shift to the side. You go down 2 flights of stairs, it's your porno cellar. Janet Jackman, yes. Toby Kai, Gina Davidson, that's right.
The Don and Mike Show. Like a 5-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Well, we try. Call number 100 going here. $10,000 American dollars.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, please let me be your 100th caller.
You are the 100th caller. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Brian O'Neill. I'm calling from, I'm calling from my car.
All right.
All right, Brian, what city?
I live in Levittown, sir.
All right, my friend, tickets for you for the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers Saturday, August 10th at the Vet. Enjoy that from 94 WYSP, the Eagles station. Now you're going to play for $10,000. You're going to identify Celebrity Burper number 5. No clues because the money is so outrageous.
I'm still trying to get over the MC Hammer lookalike.
Would you? Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
You'll go, oh no.
And.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Wish you Godspeed. There it is. That is a highly distinctive. Yet sensual burp.
Don't worry. Hi, John.
Yeah. For $10,000. For $10,000, who is that?
Don and Mike. Although I have no clue, I'm going to go on a limb. That burp belongs to Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Not a bad guess.
We're sorry.
Not a bad guess, being as you know, we just turned him down to be on the show.
That's right.
Thank you, my friend, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you.
You.
Now, back to the karaoke last night at John's.
Karaoke.
John's in Philadelphia.
Right.
Here is Mike. This is quite good. Yeah. Nothing embarrassing.
Oh,
about
I
this.
I don't agree.
No, quite good.
No, it's good.
And fun to watch you because you do enjoy it.
I started sitting down and I ended up standing up and it just swept me away.
Here's Mike.
In his hat.
Yeah, with the hat. We all had our hats on.
Mm-hmm. Mike has like this semi-fedora golf hat on.
He gets hungry for dinner at 8.
I didn't realize it was this drunk.
She likes the theater, and she never comes late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate.
Because you were a little bond.
That is why the lady is a tramp.
I didn't realize I was this drunk.
Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls.
A little slower than I wanted it to
go
be.
Go to Harlem, dressed in ermine and pearl.
Hey, who's this jive ass?
Won't dish the dirt. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of those girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Rob.
Is
this isn't as drunk as I would
she
get later.
Likes the free. Fresh wind in her hair.
Well, you're pretty good.
Life without care. She's broke. But it's okay.
Sound like Brian Wilson.
It's California. Ooh. It's cold and it's damp.
Ooh.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Gets too hungry, baby, to wait for that big dinner at 8, big steak party. She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
We were John's on South Street, not the one in the Northeast,
right.
Just to make sure where we were, the treating was so nice.
That's why the lady
is the same meter of the Frank song, right?
All right. Arrangement.
Go to Ben Franklin.
Hey, buddy. Oh.
Now, this guy was fascinating. Amazing.
This is the guy who, seriously, every day, on the streets of Philadelphia, dresses like Ben Franklin. He looks like Ben Franklin.
Sure enough. Got up to sing karaoke, and then we couldn't figure out what he was doing.
Awful.
Like, bald on the top, he was like three-quarter hair,
right.
Long, and Ben Franklin glasses, but a members-only jacket.
Pretty fascinating.
And he's doing Are You Lonesome Tonight, the Elvis song.
With really no connection to the song. No connection to the song whatsoever.
Right, and you know, there's a point in the song where it's spoken word, where Elvis goes, I wonder if
right.
You're lonesome tonight.
And he sang.
Yeah. So,
I wonder if...
It's not really the melody.
Here he is, Ben Franklin.
She'll have no crap.
Oh, sorry, that was...
He sounds like Mike.
So Mike. Hold on.
Drunk Ben Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
Nice summer day. To the chairs in your parlor, they met the end there.
This guy killed us.
At your doorstep and picture me there. Is your heart filled with pain?
Yes.
Shall I come back again?
What? Here's the spoken part.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's
supposed to be speaking.
They had me playing love with you.
This is
Ben Franklin.
He killed the room. They loved him. They loved him.
We met, you read your mind so cleverly.
and never missed a cue. Then came Act Two. You seem to change, Rex. You're so strange.
Everything's
like this. Never know, honey. You lied.
Now he's completely lost in the song.
He's out of it. He doesn't even know the spot in the song.
To doubt you, I'd rather go on hearing your lies than go on living.
Than go on living without you.
We want to have this guy on the show the next time we come to film.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm standing there with emptiness all around.
Probably won't be as much fun as he was last night.
Then you can bring down the curtain. Is your heart filled with pain? Is your heart filled with pain?
Now he's improvising a little bit.
The song is over.
Shall I come back again? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear.
Back, you got it back.
Lonesome tonight.
Sort of.
But he never got the melody.
Lonesome tonight.
But man, he belted it out. The new version.
Oh, yay.
BF. BF.
Right.
I didn't hear that.
Over here.
BF.